All of you must go home and practice well. Right now, it appears as if we are human beings. However, we are still having the mind of a sentient being. When this life is over, it's over. Just the same as ants or worms. And so all of you, when you go home, you must read the Sutra of Great Liberation and you must practice the Great Perfection well. And you've all received these very auspicious teachings of Sakyamuni Buddha and the essence of the teachings of Padmasambhava. And apart from that, within the Vajrayana, there's no other Dharma. The essence of the Sutrayana is the Sutra of Great Liberation, and the essence of the Vajrayana you have is the practice of the Great Perfection. Sooner or later, we're going to leave this world. This is certain. Every single one of us knows this. Once we've been born, it's certain we're going to die. And when that happens, we really have no idea. Who's going to go first and who's going to go last? We really don't know. And so this is the reality of impermanence. And it's really very rare that we have this very precious human life. And even more rare than this is that we are able to hear the Dharma and to practice it. And so you must practice well. If you receive the Dharma and you meet with a guru but you don't practice, then really it's quite meaningless, isn't it? If we practice well and realize the Dharma, then from then on, meeting the guru life after life and realizing the practices is something very easy. We have this very pure lineage, and so practice and realize the Dharma well. When the time comes that we're facing death, who's going to help us? Meditate every day, recite mantras every day, recite the sutras, study, reflect, and contemplate, go into retreat, and continue practicing like this. Most important is that we practice this true Dharma. Otherwise, it's just like going traveling. If we meet our guru, we come to the monastery, but we don't practice, then it's just like passing through like a tourist. Put the Dharma into practice. Benefit oneself. Save yourself. This lifetime, we can save ourselves from the continuous revolving around in samsara. And this relies on ourself. The guru has taught us the Dharma. Now the practice is in our own hands. Sakyamuni Buddha taught us the Dharma. He told us to practice. However, whether or not we practice is in our own hands. And practice, practice well. Because really, impermanence comes, and in these current degenerate times, there are all kinds of different obstacles. Natural disasters, external disasters, inner obstacles. And so to free ourselves from these shackles is really something quite incredible. However, if we don't practice, then life after life, we don't have the opportunity to free ourselves from samsara. On the other hand, if we practice well, then really, this life is of value, and the Dharma you received is of value. And these days, to have received, to have obtained a precious human life is really very special. However, if we don't practice, then it's all really the same. Sometimes we have money, sometimes we don't, sometimes we have health, sometimes we don't. And it really is very temporary. It passes very quickly. It could be that you just blink your eyes and it's the end of this life. This impermanence is really quite frightening. So have this precious human life. Understand what is the most important thing, and that is to practice, and that you don't postpone this, don't delay. Start now and master the practices. As long as we practice, then sooner or later we have the opportunity to free ourselves from samsara. If we don't attain liberation, then if you think about it, all of the things that we obtained in this life, what was the meaning of all of it? Because we're going to leave it behind in the end anyway. Bring your mind to tranquility, to calm abiding, and really consider birth and death. The reality is every moment we are getting closer to the day that we will die. This no one can change, and we have to face this. However, the difference in the way practitioners and non-practitioners face death is very different. And then the direction that we go after death is also very different. Practice well. Don't be one of those people that is hanging onto the leg of Buddha. Practice every single day. Recite mantras. Repent. And apply these great perfection pith instructions. And then every day, gradually, this merit of ours will increase. However, if we stop practicing, then how are we going to obtain this result? Remember, if we haven't practiced at the time of facing death, who is going to help us? Remember to practice well, that we have this very precious human life, and even more precious is that we have met with the Dharma and have the opportunity to practice it. Compare the number of animals there are compared to humans. Compare the number of sentient beings there are compared to the number of humans there are. And really we see how fortunate it is to have this human life. When we have this human life and we are born, we really don't think that this is the case. However, when we are facing death, then we realize, oh, it was really very precious to have a human life. We have the Dharma. We can free ourselves from life after life of revolving around in samsara. However, if we don't practice, it doesn't matter even if we meet 10,000 great Rinpoches, what difference is that going to make? The only way to resolve this is to practice the Dharma. And then if you have the Dharma and you practice, it doesn't matter where you go, you have the opportunity to practice the Dharma. If you can abide in the true nature of mind, then it doesn't matter if you're in the human realm, the hell realm, God realm, animal realm, in jail, you've got the opportunity to practice. However, if we don't have Dharma to practice, then what are we going to do? We make an aspiration of bodhicitta, and then what are we practicing? What we're doing is maybe reciting mantras, reading books, listening to teachings. And how is this different to normal worldly people? And so to know the great perfection is really incredibly fortunate, including this Trichwe master who passed away recently. He practiced for 2 years, and a year before, he started to recognize the true nature of mind, and I really didn't have so much hope for him because he'd really been practicing for such a short time. Yes, he recognized the true nature of mind, but only for a short time. When was it that he passed away? June the 30th. I had just come up onto the mountains and we'd spent some time together. And you see the end result. When his body was cremated afterwards, we see these relics that appeared. And these relics don't appear for ordinary people. They only really appear for really great practitioners. And look at the result for him. He only practiced for 2 years, and from his cremation, these relics were evident. However, his belief in the Guru was incredible. And so enlightenment and recognizing the true nature of mind really relies on belief. And then after recognizing the true nature of mind, it's very important that we must diligently support the true nature of mind. And what happened really is quite incredible. Everybody, you must continue and continuously practice. And he didn't practice so much because of his current situation, his parents. He used to practice sometimes and not practice sometimes, just for 2 years. However, he has been with me for a long time. And I often used to tell him he must practice. And maybe he thought he was still young. Only age of 40 or so. Impermanence, it strikes very quickly. Many of us don't think that we might leave quite soon. However, all of a sudden it might just happen. Really, it's important that we practice. Otherwise, at the end of the day, what do we really achieve? And if we delay, and then when it's closer to the time of death, then it's more difficult for us to apply the practices. Then our wealth and our fame, our reputation, it doesn't help us. The only thing we have to rely on is our root guru or Amitabha and the belief in them. So this belief is very important, and you really must practice diligently and well. It doesn't matter where you are, whether it's in Tibet or in China, you must practice and practice day and night. Don't think I'll wait until this until I practice, or I'll wait until that until I practice. Really, impermanence can strike at any time. And I'm very happy that we can all be together here today, that we have the chance to meet. And time has passed very quickly. We met last time was a year ago, and already another year has gone by. It's like we blink our eyes and a year has gone by, a few months have gone by. Master your time well in terms of practice. Every day practice. As long as we have life, we must practice. We must recite mantras, read the sutras. And if we really apply this and we practice every day, then day by day, our merit and our state of realization will improve. And just like Trichwe, Master, maybe he wasn't practicing every day though, without any breaking in this, every day he recited the Sutra of Great Liberation. I was observing him. Every single day he recited the Sutra of Great Liberation. If we have the belief and we continue practicing, then really the attainment of liberation is not difficult. And so really, use your time well and practice every day.